tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I spend most of my free time, my relaxation time at night, watching Fox News and Newsmax and people like that. And one of the reasons I do is because I always learn something. I had forgotten totally on John Fetterman from Pennsylvania. I had totally forgotten that he is the lieutenant governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And Kellyanne Conway was on last night with Hannity and was talking about John Fetterman and that horrible performance in the debate with Mehmet Oz. That if she says he should resign as Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor after that horrible, horrible debate performance. This is cut four. Go.
To me, the biggest issue is they were lying to the people of Pennsylvania. He's made a full recovery. He's doing great. He has a little bit of cognitive dysfunction, but otherwise everything's fine. Everything's obviously not fine.
Sean, it's not fine. And may I remind everybody, John Fetterman already has a big job. He's lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. Right now, he's the number two most powerful person representing 13 million Pennsylvanians. He ought to be forced to resign, and people should actually question his ability to do his current job, let alone one in the Senate. So I think that's the situation here. If you put aside his obvious health challenges, the lack of transparency and integrity and honesty and humility, the motivators for him and his wife, by the way, so craven to hold on to that power to get the next political position. She threatened Dasha Burns, a journalist. She said Dasha Burns should suffer, quote, consequences, and asked people to go after her. And indeed, they did. Meanwhile, everybody was underselling his obvious health deficits. And there's something else going on here. This guy was in a primary with two or three other Democrats, and they lied then, too. If you're Connor Lamb tonight, how do you feel this guy who cast himself as a moderate from Western Pennsylvania, who could have taken on Oz. And another thing, I see the Democrats right now, because Hochul was so terrible last night against Zeldin, Whitmer was so terrible against Tudor Dixon, obviously John Fetterman was the worst against Oz. They're now going to tell us debates aren't even important, because they need to run Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in debates next time. So watch for that, everybody. It's not just that this wasn't a good format for John Fetterman, that why are we even doing debates? They're not important. Yes, they are. They are central to democracy. And the last point I want to make here, ever since this race became about John Fetterman, he's been losing. But I want to give Mehmet Oz his due. He was fantastic last night. He came with a full grasp of the issues. He has solutions for Pennsylvania. The very first thing Oz said to Fetterman was, we need to get back to civility in Washington, and Fetterman was attacking Oz. So I know 92% of the coverage is about Fetterman. Look at Mehmet Oz and know that he and his wife, Lisa, are being motivated through public service. They don't need the money. They don't need the fame. They don't need the power. They're giving so much of that up to go and serve in the United States Senate in Pennsylvania. That shows you the stark contrast between the Fettermans and the Ozzes.
Wow. Kellyanne Conway, powerful stuff last night on Fox News Channel. Coming up, Nigel Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, and a national spokesperson for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. The number again, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:32, as we check on our traffic cams right now, we're seeing a bottleneck effect. That's on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at the airport connector, because ahead of that, there is only one lane available as you transition from 215 west, merging to Interstate 15 northbound. So cars are kind of in the queue there, waiting for their opportunity to move. Lane restrictions continue on Interstate 15 north once you get through that bottleneck. That's between Warm Springs and Hacienda, and that is exacerbating the problem there. So give yourself some extra time. Several crashes, southbound Durango at Sunset, westbound Desert Inn at Torrey Pines, and 515 southbound. That's before Eastern Avenue.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. NBA, the Lakers back in action on Friday night in Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves. Los Angeles has lost four straight to start the season. Wednesday, they lost to the Denver Nuggets, 110-99, Anthony with 22 points. The Clippers facing the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. The two teams played Tuesday. The Thunder picked up their first win as they beat L.A. 108-94. Kawhi Leonard did not play that game due to a knee injury. NFL, the Raiders back in action Sunday on the road in New Orleans to take on the Saints. Las Vegas 2-4. Coming off a win against the Houston Texans, Josh Jacobs has rushed for six touchdowns in his last three games. New Orleans sitting at 2-5. They'll stick with Andy Dalton at quarterback, despite a healthy Jameis Winston. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio, done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Nevadans are fed up with skyrocketing crime. Under Steve Sisolak's watch, theft is up, and fentanyl deaths among teenagers have doubled. Why? Sisolak tied the hands of our police, reducing penalties for dangerous criminals and drug dealers, including fentanyl traffickers. Even California has stronger penalties than Nevada now. One man has the experience to stop it. Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Lombardo will end Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies and replace them with common-sense measures focused on keeping our communities safe and violent criminals off our streets. Joe will get rid of reduced sentences for drug traffickers and burglars, eliminate leniency for career criminals, and end Sisolak's anti-police practices. Nevada needs to stop Steve Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies before it's too late. Nevada needs Sheriff Joe Lombardo as governor. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Today has been what I like to call it a friends and family show. They're all people I know and I like and that I have a great deal of respect for. For instance, Nigel Innes was with us earlier. He's a civil rights leader, a conservative activist, a national spokesperson for CORE. He's just a, and by the way, he is a great guy, and people have so much respect for him. He was very much a part of the Hannity Town Hall out at Lake Las Vegas. And I asked him about that. I said, that town hall went great, and you were a major part of it.
I deserve co-producer credit there, Kevin, because 95% of the audience that was there was provided by me and my good friend Julie Hofford and Mary and my allies here in Nevada. And we gave Paul Laxalt and Sean Hannity and Senator Tim Scott and Senator Mike Lee all really, really good men. We gave them a fabulous, enthusiastic audience. We are all chomping at the bit. Many of us have already early voted, and we're continuing to do so. And from what I understand, very preliminary results, and this is not official, but very preliminary results tell me that so far in the early vote, we are thumping the Democrats.
Wow. On what basis is this? Is this from the early votes that have come in? Is this internal polling or what?
I think it's internal polling, exit polling, and it's very unofficial, so I don't want people to get too excited. But I got the report yesterday. I got it yesterday, and I was told that not only are we thumping the Democrats, but the early vote for registered Republicans is larger. So far, larger than Democrats and nonpartisans combined.
Wow. Now, it should be noted that down through the years, Republicans like to vote on Election Day. So if you say we're doing well now, imagine what happens on November 8th.
That's exactly the point. We are traditional voters. We prefer to vote on Election Day. We focus and make sure to vote on Election Day. And if you recall, in 2016 and in 2020, the big vote that came in was Republican on Election Day. So the fact that we are not only ahead, but from what I understand and from our amateur exit polling, that we are not only ahead of Democrats, but we are ahead of Democrats and nonpartisans combined, that is a tremendous sign, Kevin.
Let me ask you, will this race, and I'm talking about, the race to turn Nevada red, does it turn on people of color? And I'm talking about Latinos and African-Americans in particular.
Well, that's the other thing I saw, Kevin. Just heard and saw, I don't know if it was Rasmussen, but it was a very solid pollster that showed that Republicans nationwide, including Nevada, are getting 40% of the Hispanic vote, which is, 40% of the Hispanic vote is not really a surprise. It's good, but it's not really a surprise. Trump has gotten that. W. Bush got that before. There have been off-year elections where the Hispanic vote has voted anywhere between 35 and 8%. So that's good news, but that's not really the shocker. The shocker is that Republicans nationwide are currently getting 25% of the black vote. And Kevin, if it comes anywhere close to 25% of blacks voting for the Republican Party, then not only is Kevin McCarthy going to get a majority, he's going to get a majority of 40 to 50 seats in the House of Representatives. And we're going to have a 3-4 vote majority in the United States Senate.
I want to ask you about the town hall. I thought it was a great presentation, not only for the folks at Fox, but for Adam Laxalt. I thought Adam performed amazingly well. He had the support of people like Tim Scott and Mike Lee and Hannity, who essentially did the recitation on why we need to fire Catherine Cortez Masto. What did you think of his performance on the town hall?
You know, it's so funny. You should ask that, because during the town hall, I'd seen Adam actually a couple of times over the last week. I saw him at a rally with himself and Joe Lombardo, who's about to become our governor, and Chata Segal, who's going to be our attorney general, and April Becker, you know, who's going to be a congresswoman for CD3. And it was a very enthusiastic rally in her district, and I had a chance to chat with Adam a little bit. And I had seen Adam earlier when I hosted an NRA gathering for candidates, and Adam spent almost an hour there just shaking hands and talking to people. And I remember, you know, his governor's race before, and I said, you know, all this culminating with his performance on Hannity, I said to a colleague, this man, Adam Paul Laxalt, has become a dynamic, excellent speaker and very personable candidate. He has improved dramatically, and I was awed and rocked by his performance on the Hannity show.
You know, it's funny you should mention that. I thought the very same thing, except I took it a step further, that I think 10 years down the road, we might be talking about Adam Laxalt for president, not for U.S. Senator.
You know, so funny you say that. I was thinking exactly the same thing. He's got the pedigree. He's got a wonderful wife and children. You look in the Hall of Presidents, you could easily see a portrait of Adam Paul Laxalt there someday.
That is amazing. Again, joining us, Nigel Innes, a civil rights leader, conservative activist, and a national spokesperson for CORE, which is the Congress of Racial Equality. And are the issues the same today as they were a month ago, that essentially it's the inflation, it's the economy, it's open borders? Is it essentially the same thing, or has that changed in the final month?
I think it's absolutely that. In fact, I think the Democrats are terribly disappointed, because they were really betting on abortion becoming a huge issue for them that was going to save their bacon from the fire. But it's not. It did peak over the summer, no question. The scare tactics of the Democrats definitely worked to some degree at first. But I think at this point, the American people are looking past philosophical discussions about Roe v. Wade and realize that abortion has become a state-to-state issue. So if you live in a state like New York or California or Illinois, you darn near have abortion until birth, you know, that is allowed and legal. And quite frankly, it's something I consider to be murder, you know, quite frankly. But, you know, in other states, here in our state of Nevada, abortion is legal as well by the Constitution, by the will of the people. And so the American people are walking past the scare tactics of the radical liberals, and they're looking at their checkbook. They're looking at the cost of eggs and milk and their heating bills, which are going to be coming up real soon, and their energy costs in general. And they're saying, you know what, we're not buying the scare tactics And this economy is miserable, and it's time for a change. And I think that is going to be the closing focus of the American people as we vote on Election Day and early vote.
Well, that is Nigel Innes, and one of the favorite people on this show. I mean, we have a lot of fun people. You know, Kevin Child and different people like that, Rob Lauer and people like that. But he is just one of the best. And he's nationally known and highly respected. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Join KMZQ and the Angels of Las Vegas this weekend to help give back to Las Vegas. Albertsons, Vons, and Kemp Broadcasting proudly present the Stuff the Truck Food Drive this weekend from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stop by Albertsons at 7075 West Ann Road and bring any non-perishable food item this weekend from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Help us stuff the truck to get back to Las Vegas. Brought to you by Albertsons, Vons, the Angels of Las Vegas, and KMZQ.
Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays. They can do stitches.
Urinary tract infections, blood tests, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.
Which pill will you be forced to take on November 8th, the red or the blue? Neither's going to be good for you. I've watched these two political parties drive us into $31 trillion in debt, deficit spending, inflation, gas prices, the southern border out of control, a water and electrical crisis in our midst. How much more of this can we stand? I'm with us. I'm Barry Lindemann. I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Look for Lindemann. Vote for Lindemann. You can find me at ndsenateseat.com. Paid for by Barry Lindemann, Senate candidate.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So just where are we 12 days out from a midterm election? Ronna McDaniel has been on this program before. She was on Newsmax last night talking about the Lee Zeldin-Kathy Hochul debate highlights. Because it really spotlights the differences on crime between Democrats and Republicans. This was Ronna McDaniel last night on Newsmax.
She still hasn't talked about locking up anyone committing any crimes.
Okay.
Anyone who commits a crime under our laws, especially with the change they made to bail, has consequences. I don't know why that's so important. I would do it all over again what I did last year, that mandate for health care workers.
Would you mandate a COVID vaccine for children or no?
Not at this time. I'm going to talk about parental control over this, but I'd also say it's something that comes down to the legislature anyhow.
Let me be clear to all of the parents who are out there. I will not mandate COVID vaccines for your kids ever. I do not support COVID vaccine mandates in any way, shape, or form.
Hochul does, though. A court just ruled yesterday that New York's vaccine mandate was unlawful, ordering those fired unvaccinated city sanitation workers to be rehired. But I want to talk about just how awful some of these politicians are, some of the political elites. When she made the comment, and I almost was wondering, is this clickbait when I first saw it pop up? But it really was. She basically said, I don't know why this is so important to you. They live above the fray that they create. You know, they all of this chaos that consumes this city and regular working class people and people that have to live in this city, they don't care.
That's because she's got a security detail. And Cori Bush, the biggest anti-police, defund the police person, pays $500,000 a year for her security detail, while average Americans have to ride the subway and get to work and walk on the streets, and we have our small businesses that we don't want looted. I mean, it is just so shameful to see them walk away from what they've created. They have created this. They own it. And when she said they face consequences, what? A slap on the wrist?
Yeah.
Is that your consequence? Really? We all know they're not facing consequences. We're watching the police arrest people, and then they're back on the street the very next day. How demoralizing for our police, our men and women in uniform that are putting their lives on the line to know they're arresting violent criminals that they have to rearrest and rearrest and rearrest because the politicians don't have the guts to take on crime. The Democrat Party is the pro-criminal party. Fetterman, Barnes, Hochul, this is what they've embraced. And we have crime as a result. And crime is rising across this country. And the American people better wake up because they're talking the talk right now, but they have not walked the walk.
Ronna McDaniel last night on Newsmax. Coming up, a look at the Raiders injury list. It's growing longer by the day. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.nevadagop.org.
I just made my holiday travel reservations, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. It's a great time to get together with friends and family, and I'm not going to miss out on any of the fun. That's why I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing just over a year ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. The folks at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, close friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. So if hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all the world has to offer, call my friends Steve Romeo and Matthew Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for